This is Michelle Anderson, north of Bangor, and today I'm in Lincoln at Gilmore's Restaurant with Representative Jeff Gifford. Hi, Jeff. How are you doing?
I'm doing great, Michelle. It's a beautiful day out there.
It's gorgeous. And I love coming down here to Lincoln in the southern part of the northern part of the state.
Middle part of the state.
So what I wanted to talk to you, and I guess what you want to talk to me about, is your bill about LERT. You want to tell us about it?
Yes. Actually, what we're doing is we're doing away with a layer of government, an entity that's been there since 1971 and has not worked. All we're doing with the bill actually is removing a layer of government. We're not changing regulations. We're not doing making any major overhauls, but we're just doing away with the level of bureaucracy.
Well, by abolishing LERT entirely?
Yes.
So you want to tell, for those of my listeners who don't know what LERT does, can you tell me what they're supposed to do and what they actually do?
What LERT actually does is they're a planning board for the unorganized territories. What we've found over the years, they've become a level of bureaucracy that's so insulated that they don't answer the people. And our whole goal with this bill is to push back to what originally happened before 1971. It would go to the county commissioners. It would be up to them to do the land use planning. The big, large jobs would still be the EP like they are now. The forestry stuff would still stay under Title 38, which is the Maine Forest Service. And, you know, it's just removing red tape, making it easier for the common people to be able to use their land and not be hindered by bureaucracy.
So if I have property in the unorganized territory, then I would go where if I wanted to, say, build something?
If you live in Penobscot County, you would go to the Penobscot County Commissioners and ask them for permission. They would grant that. If you lived in Roostook County, so on and so forth. Whichever county you come under.
Now, what about, I have friends who have their land on both Penobscot and Piscataquis. Would the counties be handling it similarly enough that they could know what to expect?
Yes. This is one of the great issues that we've struggled with, is to make sure that all counties generally stay the same, have the same land use regulations, because we don't want one county out there doing their own thing, and we call them rogue counties. When we talked about them, we call them rogue counties. There'll be a board. What we're looking at, there'll be an appellate board of county commissioners. If one county does something like this, similar to this, they would be challenged, and they would have to drop out of the picture.
By the other counties?
And the other seven counties would come in, and you would have, you as a landowner, would go before those other seven members and say, you know, this isn't right, this isn't in line with what the rest of the county is doing. And that's the way it would work.
Great. So I imagine then that the staff of the county commissioners would be enlarged?
Not necessarily, because right now they do a lot of the work themselves. They you know, they may have to add a part-time person. Maybe in the actually, we had a discussion with one of the counties yesterday afternoon, and they may have to hire one person. But it could be a cost savings to the state.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I understand that. Could you explain what LERT was originally invented for?
Originally, they were designed because some of the large landowners, I think, were maybe, what I'm told is, and I'm not sure I'm right, but I'm told that it was to prevent the large landowners from the abuse of power, and they've gotten completely out of control. They're at a level that, like I said before, they've insulated themselves and don't answer to anyone.
So they didn't answer to anyone, meaning they could just rule how they wanted to rule?
Yeah.
And inconsistently? Inconsistently?
Inconsistency, yeah. It's more inconsistency than anything. the first year that I went in the legislature, that was the big issue that we had, was some of the counties up in Aroostook County, the commissioners up in Aroostook County, well, the people up there put up a cell tower to try to increase the coverage of cell phone service and high-speed internet.
Right.
And the alert commissioner up there, the person that handles alert duties, told them that they not only was in violation, they needed to take the tower down, and then they were going to fine them on top of that because they were trying to be helpful and provide service to the people. And it's one inconsistent thing right after the other.
So is there a cost savings with abolishing that entity?
We don't know exactly. There certainly will not be a cost increase.
Okay, that's good.
And we feel over time that there will be a cost savings, but we can't come out and say that because we don't have the facts to prove it.
Okay. Well, and I know everybody up where I live knows the horror stories about a guy who moved a rock and got fined thousands of dollars or, you know, that sort of thing. So that sort of thing won't be happening anymore? Or
it shouldn't be, because for one reason, your county commissioners are elected people. And if you take an elected official and he does stuff like that, it's not right.
It's not going to happen too often.
It interferes with people's private property rights. And then you replace the guy.
So do you feel like you have a lot of support for this, Jeff? Or are there a lot of people who don't want it?
I think right now we have a lot of support. I mean, we've just really, we've been working on the bill itself. And I feel we've gotten good support. So, and I think, you know, we've got until the 17th to work with people and get them on board.
That's when the hearing is?
That's when the hearing is.
You know, when they had the Katahdin land swap a few years back, I don't know, I'm sure you were paying attention because you were already a representative, I think.
No, I wasn't. That was the year before I was elected.
Okay. Well, what happened there was everybody in our part of the state understood the implications, but the people in Portland and, you know, in southern Maine who had no real experience with it voted the opposite way. And we ended up, the majority of the northern part of the state wanted it one way and it actually was voted in another. And what we learned from that, I think, was that it's not just your own representative that you have to educate. It's all of them, because you know, the representation in southern Maine can just tra-la-la around without knowing what they're voting on and kind of ruin everything. Are you including people in, say, Portland and Biddeford and all of those places?
Portland and Biddeford, anybody without unorganized territories actually wouldn't be affected by this.
But they vote, and that's my point.
Yeah.
Are you guys trying to make sure they understand what this is about?
Yes, definitely. We have to work with people in the southern part of the state.
Okay. So is there anything my listeners can do to kind of help? Do you need people to testify at the hearings or just be there?
We definitely can use people at the hearing on the 17th. It'll be in the Ag Conservation and Forestry Room.
Is that on the first floor?
That's in the Cross Building on the first floor.
And at what time?
1:00.
1:00. And would people have a chance to speak on the topic?
Certainly.
They don't have to sign up ahead of time?
No. What probably will happen, I'm anticipating there will be a lot of people there that day. They probably will have an overflow room. And I'm assuming, I shouldn't do that, but I am assuming that the chairs will set them, everybody will have a time limit that they'll be able to speak. So keep it, you want to be sure and keep your testimony as short as possible.
Because okay.
I'm assuming they're going to limit you to 3 minutes.
Okay. Now, can you tell me what is this bill? What's the number of this bill?
It's 1538, I think. Right?
LD 1538?
Yeah.
Is that subject to change?
No, I don't think that's going to change. Some of the language may change between now and Monday, because we held a discussion on it last night. In order to get to do things to make everybody happy, get all the landowners on board with it.
Politics. Took place.
Yeah.
Okay.
But the number shouldn't change.
Okay. So really quick, just to recap, Your bill is to abolish LURC. The hearing is the 17th on the first floor of the Cross Building, which is actually connected to the regular State House.
It's connected by a tunnel.
And just in case anybody is wandering around. And everybody's welcome.
Anybody is welcome.
Great. Jeff, is there anything else?
Anybody that's any camp owner, any person that owns property in unorganized territories, certainly this is a bill for the people. This isn't about politics. It shouldn't be about politics. This is the right thing to do for property owners and people of the state of Maine.
Wonderful. Is there anything else we need to know?
That's it.
Thank you so much, Jeff. Thank you for listening, and I hope that you'll all be listening the next time when we talk to people about the issues that interest us north of Bangor.